Check about that coming up. It's time for the news at 7 o'clock.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. An explosion and fire reduces a Rockville home to a pile of bricks.
The home was essentially leveled.
That's what firefighters saw when they pulled up to what was essentially a debris field on Ashley Drive in the Randolph Hills neighborhood of Rockville just before 1 this morning. Fire spokesman Pete Pieringer.
The fire was quickly contained and extinguished within about 20 minutes or so. There was catastrophic damage. The status of the residents is unknown at this time. There were no other injuries.
Several nearby homes were also damaged. The cause of the blast is under investigation. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland's state budget making its way through the legislature after passing the Maryland House of Delegates. The measure now heading for the Maryland State Senate. The budget includes money for a new regional hospital in Prince George's County. President Trump's proposed budget for the nation being criticized by opponents, but the administration standing by it.
The budget proposed by the president would increase military spending by $54 billion and decreased spending in other areas. Many of the cuts are proving unpopular among the president's opposition, but Mr. Trump's special assistant Andrew Sarabian tells the Larry O'Connor Show the president's not backing down.
When he's evaluating a program, he's not looking at it, well, you know, people are going to get mad at me if I get rid of this. He's looking at it saying, does this help the American people? Can I justify spending taxpayer dollars on this? Is this something that we need to be doing?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Northern Virginia man being charged with sex crimes against children. 63-year-old Carl Serra of Springfield faces charges including attempted sex trafficking of children and possession of child pornography and other charges. The indictment charges the Springfield man used the internet to communicate with people in the Philippines to obtain child pornography. In New York City, an EMT was run over by a stolen ambulance.
Another tragedy befalls us. Emergency medical technician lost in the line of duty, bravely doing her job and encountering kind of danger that our EMT should not have to confront.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. It's been a rough winter for skiers, boarders, and ski resorts, with several closing early, but at least one area ski resort is now reopening.
At Wisp Ski Resort in Western Maryland, they figured the season was over after just 72 days and actually shut down late last month. But thanks to the snow we've received this week, the resort's Lori Zaloga says they're reopening this weekend.
We've got probably a base of about 7 to 10 inches out there.
And they're having fun with it. She says the theme will be Life's a Beach. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Blues harmonica master James Cotton has died. James Cotton, the Grammy winner, backed Muddy Waters and other blues legends. He was 81. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,935, the NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, college basketball, Maryland falls to Xavier, and it was 76-65 in the first round. Caps lose in overtime 2-1 to Nashville. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Ella Gala at Sauna Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect using revolutionary ultrasonic technology. Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at saunaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Testing your patience on the Maryland Beltway with this multiple car crash. 6 cars involved, outer loop near 202, right where 202 merges onto the Beltway. Major delays coming around from Forestville to 202. Stay to the right to get by. It's still with the cleanup there and waiting on several more tow trucks. Inner loop side as you're coming off of 50, the John Hanson Highway. A little bit of the rubbernecking delay, even though you have all your travel lanes open. Now, inside the Beltway on 50, delays as you approach the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Right before the exit, that's where crews are trying to clear the crash. If you're heading on to 295 southbound, the accident as you passed East Capitol Street before Pennsylvania Avenue. DDOT crews tell me they have it to the shoulder, but boy, it's slow. Inbound Suitland Parkway, definitely seeing some improvement. The crash before you get to First Sterling and 295 cleared. George Washington Parkway, hang on as you're heading toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Delays extend up to the Memorial Bridge. Reports of a broken down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of sunshine. Nice Friday morning commute. And about town, the sunshine will dominate. Eventually, we'll get to 51 later today, but more clouds for the afternoon commute. And then by this evening, if you're heading out for St. Patty's Day, some showers. Cloudy then overnight, 39. On Saturday, late day rain showers, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 26 in Dumfries, 27 in Frederick, 29 in Clear at Reagan National. An explosion and fire destroys a home in Rockville. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Joining us at 8:05, Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel will be here to discuss the budget and the health care battles. And at 8:35, it's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan to talk to us about the opioid crisis. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, happy St. Patty's Day to you. This is a day when we all celebrate the wearing of the green. At the White House today, it will be about the Germans, not the Irish, because Angela Merkel is coming to town. They were supposed to have the meeting earlier this week, but of course they had to reschedule because of the storm. Joining us now on the line is James Kirchick, who is the Foreign Policy Institute Fellow and author of the book, The End of Europe, Dictators, Demagogues, and the Coming Dark Age, to give us a preview of this meeting. Good morning to you, James. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Thank you.
You know, I'm reading in advance of this meeting today, and when you look at some of the things that have been said by Donald Trump of Angela Merkel, one wonders if this is going to be a friendly meeting or perhaps a testy meeting. What's your sense of it?
Yeah, he probably attacked Chancellor Merkel more than any other foreign leader, I think, which is strange considering the fact that Germany is such a close ally of the United States. I think, however, that she's going to be able to take this in stride. She's been in power in Germany for over 10 years. She's dealt with far more difficult characters than Donald Trump. I mean, she's been dealing with Putin. She's been the real intermediary on the Ukraine crisis with Putin for years now. She's dealt with Mr. Erdogan in Turkey, who was basically calling Germany, you know, a Nazi country not that long ago. So she's dealt with, you know, hot-headed leaders, and I think that she's going to be able to be very, you know, calm and collected in dealing with Donald Trump, in spite of what he said about her in the past.
What do you imagine the conversation is going to center on?
I think the two main issues are going to be security and trade. On security, with what Donald Trump has been saying about NATO over the past year or so, of it being obsolete, of European members not paying enough, she's going to try to reassure him of the importance of the NATO alliance, in particular dealing with Russia, which has become much more aggressive and threatening to the countries on Europe's eastern periphery. And I think on trade, she's going to try to convince Donald Trump that the trade relationship between Germany, Europe, and the U.S. is vitally important, that he should maybe put aside some of the more protectionist rhetoric that he's been saying over the past couple of weeks. I can tell you that she's traveling with the heads of BMW and Siemens, and these two large German firms. And Germany employs almost 700,000 Americans in various parts of its supply chain, factories and whatnot. So I think security and trade are going to be the two main topics today.
Yeah, James, they see the world so differently, and their policies are so different. Do you think Angela Merkel and President Trump can come to any kind of agreement on any of these issues?
I would hope so. I mean, I think we've seen with President Trump, you know, he's been in office, and he tends to move a little bit more towards the middle, you know, and not all the things that he campaigned on, and in the sort of extreme fashion that he said things. He hasn't been exactly pursuing those policies once he's in office. And we also know that so much depends upon the personal relationships with him, and that he could just have a meeting with someone and then come out saying something sort of completely different than what he was saying before. You think of his views on torture, and then he was constantly in favor of it and saying great things about waterboarding on the campaign trail. And then he met with General Mattis, who's the defense secretary, who convinced him otherwise, and then that was that. So I'm hoping that he'll meet with the chancellor, and she'll be able to maybe sit him down, and he'll be impressed by her. He'll see that she is a very smart, capable leader, and she may be able to maybe moderate some of the language that he's been using on NATO, and help him see that Russia really is a threat to Western values and interests, and maybe speak to him as a businessman and say, look, Germany and America do so much trade together, and here sitting next to me are the heads of these two major giant German corporations, and they're telling you that putting up all these trade barriers is not in America's national interest.
And do you think, though, that the reverse can happen? Can he convince her of anything?
I don't see him bringing her around to his view of the world. I think when it comes to those two major issues, say the threat that Russia poses and the importance of open trade and open markets, I think it's going to be very difficult for Donald Trump to dislodge Angela Merkel. I mean, she grew up in East Germany under the, you know, basically Soviet control, and she knows the Russians very well. She knows Putin. She has no illusions about who Vladimir Putin is or what the Russians are up to. And so I don't think Donald Trump is going to be able to convince her that Vladimir Putin is a great guy. I think it's more, I mean, I'm hoping that Angela Merkel will be able to convince Donald Trump of the opposite. And certainly on trade and economics, I mean, Germany is an export economy. It is really one of the great export nations in the world. They, you know, everyone knows how great German cars are and German engineering.
Yeah.
And they're able to, that is what their economy is based on. And so it's really worrying to Germans to see an American president come into office who is saying things that, you know, past American presidents hadn't said before. I mean, all previous American presidents had supported European integration, and here we have a president who comes out in favor of Brexit and sounds kind of ambivalent about the EU. And Germans have really put their entire future in the EU and in NATO. These are the two structures that post-war Germany has invested really their country's future in. And so it's very worrying to a lot of Germans to see an American president come in and question the very foundations of the world order that has allowed Germany to, you know, rise up from its post-war ashes and to become one of the great leading economic powers of the world.
Let me ask you another thing. Since you're sort of a foreign policy guy and an expert on these kind of things, we have seen the president's budget, which calls for a dramatic change in the way the State Department is funded, a complete reduction in the State Department budget, and a sense that perhaps that a lot of the positions over at the State Department are not actually going to ever be filled.
Yeah.
Something that seems to be the plan there is, well, we're not going to fill those positions because we want to shrink the size of the State Department. How do you think that that plays out eventually?
I really think it's a bad idea. I mean, I think if there's anything we've learned over the past couple of years, that we need strong, capable diplomacy, and that if you don't want to go to war and you don't want to have armed conflicts, it's better to invest in diplomacy so that we can prevent the situations that arise to violent conflict. And when you look at the entirety of the U.S., of the money we spend, I mean, the State Department is such a small fraction of it. But I truly believe that there are other areas of the budget that we can cut that would have less disastrous effects for our place in the world than cutting our State Department.
All right. Well, listen, we'll leave it right there. James Kirchick, Foreign Policy Institute Fellow and author of the book, The End of Europe, Dictators, Demagogues, and the Coming Dark Age, as we prepare for the meeting with Trump and Angela Merkel today. It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 commuters eastbound slow out of Manassas to the crash at Centerville, but all off to the shoulder, 28 Centerville, so the flashing lights definitely still the distraction point there. Also, George Washington Parkway southbound as you come up to the Memorial Bridge, much better. Broken down, cleared out of the travel lanes and over the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway, incident gone near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, where we've been struggling this morning, and it continues to be a problem, on the Maryland Beltway outer loop at 202, that's where we have the multi-car crash. Crews have been dealing with this for quite some time. Still have the two left lanes blocked. Stay to the far right. And when you're merging off at 202, be kind to everybody. Let everyone in there. On 50, no problems, but just as you get onto the Beltway on that inner loop side with the rubbernecking delays, inbound Suitland Parkway at First Sterling, crash cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a sunny day this morning, coming overcast this afternoon and tonight. There could actually be a little bit of rain. The high today, 51. The overnight low, 39. Tomorrow, 54 for the high. Don't be surprised if a shower comes through. Not expected to be a full day event. And on Sunday, temperatures in the low 50s. Monday, getting a bit warmer. We return to the low 60s. Currently at the nation's capital, right at the freezing mark, 32 degrees, 716 on WMA.
Well, we all know President Donald Trump promised to not take a salary when he became president. I believe he has to take it something, so I think he has to take a dollar. So we all know he did that. Well, Sean Spicer was talking to the press, told the press before, during POTUS briefing, that President Trump intends to donate his salary. And he went so far as to ask the media, what do you think... Where do you think he should donate his salary to? To whom should he donate his salary? And he was a little snarky about it. Sean Spicer also said something along the lines of, "Well, since you guys are going to critique, you're gonna criticize where the salary goes, no matter what he does. We thought we would ask you for some suggestions. So we just thought it might be fun to ask you for some suggestions." 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Where should Donald Trump donate his salary? Sean says that he wants to donate it to charity, and he'd love your help to determine where it should go. And one person in the room suggested journalism scholarships. And Sean Spicer, to his credit, said that would be a great way. So he's going to get to do this, I would assume, four times. And he's also going to, and I would assume he can split it up through different charities. I get the funny feeling, though, that whichever charity he chooses, there's going to be criticism. So it's almost a no-win situation for President Trump. I personally would love to see him be very, and I think he will be very smart about it, and donate it to charities that even the left loves. Mm-hmm. So they really can't criticize him. You know, something like, I don't know, the Peace Corps. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, where if he donates it to a religiously affiliated charity, he's in trouble.
Right.
So he can't do that because someone will scream. If he donates it to something that is clearly conservative, people will scream. So there's almost a very narrow way of which he could do it. Maybe donating it to his alma mater, you know, or donating it to inner city schools. That would be great. Pick a city and a couple cities and divvy it up among some inner city school systems. I think would be fantastic. So what would you like to see him donate his salary to? 888-630-9625. And I adore that he is doing this. I love this. I think it's fantastic. I think it's fabulous PR. And he's literally putting his money where his mouth is. And very few people literally do that. Brian, where would you like to see him send it?
There's this great charity I want to bring the president's attention to. It's Help Brian Send His Daughter to College charity.
Oh, you got lots of money.
No, seriously, I'll give you a serious answer on that. Kidding aside, you know, when I was a TV reporter and I used to go around to natural disasters, be it a tornado or a hurricane or earthquakes or whatever it was, there were two groups that I always were really surprised to see on the ground. Look, people in the news business are really good at getting someplace quickly when there's news going on. It's what we do. It's what we did. And we were very good at logistics. And yet, when we would arrive on the scene of a major disaster, it would be the Red Cross, and the Salvation Army that would be there. And they were taking care of people, and they were getting it done. And so I've always said, when people ask me, you know, what charities do you like? I love those, because I've actually seen them on the ground getting, you know, helping mm-hmm. people out who are in real need in times of national emergency. So I don't think you could go wrong with either one of those. I think that they do good work, and they're really good about helping people in times of disaster.
All right. Let's go to Colette in Damascus. Colette, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so wonderful now that I get to listen to you guys.
No, oh, thank you.
I know. And now you get to hear from me. I think that you should buy Planned Parenthood at least one mammogram machine. That way everybody knows which one they can go to in order to test it.
See, I think that's brilliant, because the left will love it, and it's clearly a jab at Planned Parenthood. Yeah.
And I know the technical term is mammogram machine. I don't really know what it's called, but yeah. Anyway.
We know we know exactly what you're talking about. I think that is just...
Have a great day. Having fun.
Thank you for the laugh. We appreciate this. How about Russ in Centerville? Russ, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Russ.
Mary, how you doing?
I'm good. Russ, how are you?
Good. I was thinking VA, but then I thought, how about something local like the Fisher House? What do you think, Brian?
I'm in support of that, of course.
That.
I love the folks at Fisher House.
And that's really, you know, Russ, this is brilliant, because this is a charity, whether it's the VA, whether it's Fisher House, whether right. it's Wounded Wars, any of those, or Walter Reed, you can't go wrong, because that's off limits. You can't criticize the vets. The left can't criticize it.
No.
And I love that. I love that. Russ, thank you so much for joining us. Joe in Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. What should he do with the money?
Good morning, guys. Listen to you guys every day. I think you should do it for school vouchers to poor kids in D.C. and some of the other poor cities around.
I think that's great, and it pushes the point of Betsy DeVos and school choice.
Right.
And I'll bet you they'll love that. They'll love getting school vouchers. That would be fantastic. All right, 888-630-9625 is the number. I'm Mary Walter in with Brian Wilson, and it is 722 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Frederick. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Before you shop for replacement windows, you need to ask yourself a question. Do you want to buy your windows from a retailer, maybe a franchise window dealer, or maybe a contractor? Well, listen to this. If you buy your windows from any of those options, you are really buying from a middleman. And building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times before they reach you. Why don't you buy direct from Thompson Creek, the only company with an A+ BBB rating that manufactures and installs a safer, stronger window built in their local factory. Each window custom made for your home and our local climate. Thompson Creek Windows can improve your comfort, increase the value of your home, save you money on your utility bills. And today, a special offer from the folks at Thompson Creek. Buy three windows, you'll get another window absolutely free. Buy direct from the company that manufactures and installs their own windows. That's Thompson Creek Window Company, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. See thompsoncreek.com for more details.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Are we coming with Spicy Rick?
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, the better news is that Suitland Parkway has improved. You can use it without much of a delay. Inbound Suitland Parkway at First Sterling, as you come up to 295, that crash is gone. Southbound 295, though, still major delays coming out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. Had the earlier crash near Pennsylvania Avenue. It's been cleared, but in its place, I don't know if it was rubbernecking, but northbound side right in that same stretch for a minor crash. So do watch for that. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue to 295, slowing. If you haven't heard, early this morning we had a multi-car crash on the Beltway over near FedEx Field. Crews are still there trying to clear it. Six cars involved, so that's why it's taking so long. Still have we're narrowed down to just one left lane block. So Arrow Board, everyone's still there. Outer Loop at 202, but major delays as you come around that stretch, leaving Andrews over toward FedEx Field. So plan for that time. Now, traffic is sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting to get back above 50 degrees now as we head on through today. Clear this morning and a little milder. On the St. Patrick's Day afternoon, we'll see some clouds come in up near 51. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right at the freezing mark, 32 degrees, 7:26 on WMAL.
The president's intention right now is to donate his salary at the end of the year, and he has kindly asked that you all help determine where that goes. The way that we can avoid scrutiny is to let the press corps determine where it should go. In all seriousness, I think his view is he made a pledge to the American people. He wants to donate it to charity, and he'd love your help to determine where it should go.
So where should President Trump donate his salary? Mike in Woodbridge, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Mike in Woodbridge, that's line 9. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I think he should donate it to Make-A-Wish as well. I also like Fisher House. So.
Yeah, those are all yeah. Things that no one can argue with, which I think are brilliant. Thank you so much.
And of course, we have a special sort of a view of Fisher House, since that we have a relationship with that very fine charity. So, you know, you really can't go wrong with that one as well.
No, I think it's a win-win. Or just donate it to help pay down the national debt. That's something else we could do as well. We have time for one more. I love the Scott in Warsaw. Scott, welcome. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mira. Let's get this in here. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thank you.
I think he should take his cue from the press corps, Cynthia asked him, and donate the money to conservative colleges for journalism scholarships or journalism departments.
Wouldn't we have to found? We would have to actually found.
Are there
a
any
college?
Of those? They're rare.
I think that would be the first step, is to actually, you know, start a college that actually does that.
Yeah, it is now 7:28 on WMAL.
This is such a blow to invest. Do it right now. Breaking news. Your stock is all around the world. We're waiting for the market to open in a second.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
The time is now to protect your retirement accounts with physical gold. The current political climate is creating more gridlock and the continued slow death of the U.S. dollar. Call GSI Exchange now at 800-909-1394 to learn how converting your IRA and 401k to physical gold can help you save your retirement and put you in control of your future instead of the banks. You can get $1,500 in free gold or silver delivered directly to your home with your qualified transfer. Call 800-909-1394. 800-909-1394.
Coming up in just a moment, the battle that is being developed between Rand Paul and John McCain. It's gotten ugly. If you've missed it, we'll bring you up to speed. 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good Friday morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Investigators on the scene at this hour after a home in Rockville's destroyed by an explosion and fire overnight.
There's a large debris field. There was a burning pile of rubble when we arrived, but there was some pretty significant damage to all the surrounding homes, two of which have received damage enough where the folks have been displaced.
In all, a dozen homes were damaged. The search continuing now for the one person who lived in the home on Ashley Drive, says Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue. Federal judges in Hawaii and Maryland have put a halt to President Trump's revised travel freeze. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch.
It's a Muslim ban. It's a violation of the First Amendment. It prefers one religion and disfavors another. It's a classic constitutional violation.
D.C.'s cherry blossoms took a beating this week, but Mike Litteris with the National Mall has hope.
While there is damage to some of the later stage blossoms on the trees, tells us that it's not a total loss.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,935, NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, Maryland Terrapins out in the first round, losing to Xavier last night. 76-65, Caps fall to the Predators, 2-1 in overtime. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's big close out blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year close-out blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems, and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth. All in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's
LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every two rugs cleaned, you get a third rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com.
It's 735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start at this St. Patrick's Day about half a dozen degrees milder than yesterday.
Sorry, Jamie.
Here we go around the Virginia Beltway. We have a little bit of volume now as you come out of the Springfield area. Approaching Braddock Road, had a minor crash that was reported in that stretch. 66, good. All activity completely gone. Nothing left on the shoulder. Eastbound at 28 Centerville. So you're moving along a little bit better there. Maryland Beltway. Here is the deal. Multiple cars involved. Six cars in the crash on the outer loop at 202. Happened early this morning, beginning of the rush hour. Still there. Blocks the left lane. So that's a slight improvement. Just one lane blocked. But major delays as you're coming around from Andrews to the FedEx Field area near 202 for the crash. On the inner loop side, we had rubbernecking. And now right as you come up to the crash, have an inner loop accident report. So be very careful there. And do watch for a tow truck on the scene now. DC 295 southbound as you come up toward Pennsylvania Avenue. They block a lane again at the scene of that crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Start at this St. Patrick's Day about half a dozen degrees milder than yesterday morning, and milder weather will return this afternoon. Mid to late afternoon, some clouds come in. Otherwise, sunny today, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 26 in Dumfries, 32 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Joining us at 8:05, Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel to discuss the battles raging on Capitol Hill. And at 8:35, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan will be joining us to discuss the burgeoning opioid crisis in his state. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson this morning.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Be sure to wear your green on the way out the door. You know, John McCain, I think maybe that's a more Scottish name than Irish name, but John McCain has an Irish temper about him sometimes. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if you noticed it, but there's a big fight going on between John McCain and Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. And it sort of emerged earlier this week when John McCain was on the floor. He had a measure that was going to help Montenegro, little country of Montenegro, become part of NATO. And this was the measure before the Senate. Rand Paul, who has an issue with the idea of spending a lot of money with NATO in general, walked in and offered his objection and therefore put a stop to consideration of this matter. And John McCain was not happy.
I note this, the senator from Kentucky leaving the floor without justification or any rationale for the action that he has just taken. That is really remarkable that a senator blocking a treaty that is supported by the overwhelming number, perhaps 98 at least, of his colleagues, would come to the floor and object and walk away. And walk away. The only conclusion you can draw when he walks away is he has no argument to be made. He has no justification for his objection to having a small nation be part of NATO that is under assault from the Russians. So I repeat again, the senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
Whoa! And that last little part there is the part that jumped out at everybody.
So I repeat again, the senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
Well, you know, Rand Paul was asked about this later, and he sort of took his jab at John McCain, suggesting, well, the senator's, you know, he's getting up there. Take a listen.
Well, you know, I think he makes a really, really strong case, you know, for term limits. I think maybe he's past his prime. I think maybe he's gotten a little bit unhinged. I do think that when we talk about NATO, there can be a rational discussion about the pros and cons of expanding it.
Yeah, so he took his shot, suggesting that, you know, John McCain is getting a little up there and using the word unhinged, past his prime. What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of people feel that John McCain is past his prime and probably should have been out quite some time ago. I'm one of those people who feels that John McCain should have been gone, but the annoying people of Arizona continue to reelect him, so there's nothing we can do about that. I'm a fan of term limits. I think we need them, and I know politicians will say, well, you have term limits. You don't have to keep voting us back in. You have
right.
You have your say every X number of years in order to vote us out if you believe in term limits. The problem with that is a lot of times the other choice is not very palatable for a lot of people. So the same people get voted in time and time again, and they're never going to vote themselves out of office. I love the idea of term limits, but I personally, I think we can make some hay of this, and we can put this feud between Rand Paul and John McCain to good use.
How's that?
I'm thinking wrestling.
Mud wrestling.
On pay-per-view, you know, something along those lines. I want to see him come out in a cape and a leotard, you know, with a big belt and have him come out and get in the ring. I think we can put this to some kind of good use, all in good humor. They can bury the hatchet between the two of them, use it to bury the hatchet, and maybe raise money for a good cause.
You know, there's a little place right out in front of the Senate where a lot of times they go out to do their interviews.
Yeah.
It's known informally as the Swamp.
I love it.
Because it used to be sort of muddy place, and they put a patio in there a long time ago, but it's still referred to as the Swamp Site. Go to the swamps. I think we have a mud wrestling match at the Swamp Site.
Let's put them in alligator unit costumes, since it's the swamp, and
That's
make
right.
them box it out.
And then we can drain the swamp.
Yes.
But we can have Donald Trump come down and drain the swamp.
This is so much silliness.
Yeah.
And I understand that they ideologically are at opposite sides of the spectrum. I get that. But I think they need to publicly bury the hatchet and work it out behind the scenes. The family doesn't air. You know, family keeps its dirty laundry among the family.
Yeah. And
it
all
shouldn't be out in public.
All that's fair. And I get that. But it's also, you know, John McCain was his probably right. There were about 98 senators who would be in support of this measure on the floor of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And what Rand Paul came in and did was sort of a sneak attack. He come in and he says, I object. And therefore, that throws the whole thing into chaos.
Right.
And so I understand the senators, irritation
yes,
at that.
I get it.
But, this is not the first little bump in the road for these two. They've sort of, you know, they've had a feeling about each other before. And so, you know, and John McCain is not known very, very well for having a great deal of patience.
No, he does not have a great deal of patience. I don't think Rand Paul is necessarily right here. But, you know, standing and sitting there calling, oh, you know, he's friends with Vladimir Putin. Stop. It's silliness and childish. And they need, as I said, I think they need to work out the family issues within the family and not make it public. And, you know, it's like, I can attack my brother, but if you attack my brother, then we're going to throw down. You could say the same thing that I just said to my brother about him, and you and I will throw down. I can do it because he's my brother. No matter their disagreements, they have to be on the same team. At least they have to present a united front.
Here's a bit more of what Rand Paul had to say. This would be cut number 9, Mike. Rand Paul continued his attacks on John McCain.
The angry McCains, and if we put active troops and got involved in combat where McCain wants us to be, they put a little angry McCain on the globe, on the map, and it's virtually everywhere. So his foreign policy is something that would greatly endanger the United States, greatly overextend us.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I think they will, you know, at least some way make peace with one another.
Yeah.
At least to give the public impression that
exactly.
It is 7:43 on WMAL.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in DC. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Replacement windows your way, in every way, with thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout March, you choose. Buy two, get one half off, payments from $99, or no money down or due until September. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
See us for financing, payment, and buy two, get one half off details.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Doing the happy dance. Finally, lanes have been reopened. This has been a long-standing crash on the Maryland Beltway over near FedEx Field at 202. Everything now confined, what's left of it, to the left shoulder. Had 6 cars that were involved. That's why it took so long. And you're thinking, I'm not doing a happy dance. I'm back here at Andrews and delays. Yes, but up ahead, we're seeing some improvement now. The closer you get to where the crash is, because you get all your lanes. So outer loop at 202, it'll take a little time to clear. On the southbound side, getting into town through Riverdale, jammed. Also as 295 and 50 through Chevrolet to the crash south of East Capitol Street near Pennsylvania Avenue. Tow truck was there at last check. The freeway each direction slowing to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel. We'll have some reports of a little bit of bumpy conditions, some potholes. Crews are going to check out, see if they need to do emergency repairs. I'll keep you posted. Making your travels in Virginia, uneventful now. 95 up to the Beltway. 270 has been clear out of Frederick and down to the Beltway as far as incidents. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, real nice shape this morning. Now temperatures are starting to come back. We're starting off about 6 degrees milder than yesterday morning, and we'll wrap it up milder this afternoon. 51 becoming cloudy mid to late afternoon, and then by this evening, maybe a few showers. Then overcast overnight, 39, and some showers later tomorrow afternoon, 54. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 32 degrees at 747.
Get rid of hard water scale that blocks nozzles and coats your home's pipework. A GSA-tested solution. Go to ScalePreventionUSA.com. No water wasted, no backwash cycle, no salt. You save money on electricity. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com.
And good morning. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. There is a lot going on. I want to talk to you about millennials. I want to talk about McDonald's first. McDonald's. I had to talk about this first because you're talking about the Shamrock Shake, Brian.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of people I know who aren't going to McDonald's because they were saying, oh, McDonald's tweeted out this horrible tweet about Donald Trump. You're actually a disgusting excuse of a president, and we would love to have Barack Obama back. Also, you have tiny hands. Now, when I saw this yesterday, I said, huh, also you have tiny hands. This is a little interesting here. So I kind of figured at that point, this may be a fake tweet. But a lot of people went with it and they ran with it and they went crazy with it. And they said, I'm boycotting McDonald's. And they... aren't going to McDonald's today. Well, you can go to McDonald's because apparently McDonald's has said that they were notified by Twitter that their account was compromised. They deleted the tweet. They secured their account and they are investigating it. So they did not accuse Donald Trump of having small hands, and they did not say that he was a disgusting president and they would love to have Barack Obama back. So we can all breathe easy on that one.
Well, I can rest more calmly knowing
yes.
that.
Yeah. So now that's when the right lost their mind. The left is losing their mind because milk is racist.
Is that right?
Milk is racist now. A millennial writer thinks so. A college student at California State University in Long Beach wrote an op-ed in her school's newspaper on Monday claiming that milk is a symbolism of racism and white nationalism. This young woman
really?
Is yes, Samantha Diaz. She's a staff writer for the Daily 49er. And this is why we were talking about where Donald Trump should donate his salary, and someone said conservative journalism programs in conservative schools. He might want to donate to California State University so they can get it right. She said she believes her fellow millennials are being brainwashed into thinking that milk is merely a drink that people consume to strengthen their bones, but it's actually a symbolism of hate. And many people have not considered that because milk is white. And so it is a symbol of hate that we have not considered. She said, if you're having trouble finding the connection between these institutions and milk, you are not alone. You, along with the rest of the nation, have been so accustomed to hearing the benefits of milk, you probably didn't even realize that the subtle racism hidden in our health facts. She went on to say there is a strong correlation to calcium consumption and the increased risk of prostate cancer, unproportionately affecting African men. Oh, see? So the government is silently trying to foist milk upon everyone under the guise of it being healthy when they are actually wishing prostate cancer on African men. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
She said, furthermore, both black children and adults generally secrete less calcium on a daily basis than white people, making them less dependent upon milk.
Okay.
So they don't need it as much as we do. So this is clearly only a drink for white people.
What happens with chocolate milk?
Oh, well, you know what that is? That is just a guise. That is just a mask for the evil racist milk. That's the problem with it.
I'll have to get it up then.
How dare you? Yes, you need to give up your... No, it's good for you because you're white.
Oh, okay.
So it's good. So that's why you need it. So that's you're doing the right thing. You're racist drinking a racist drink.
Okay.
So it's good for you. It is 7:51. Here's El Rushbo.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver 5 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Indeed's easy to use. You can post a job in minutes. You can even set up automatic screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. And once resumes start rolling in, you can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Listen. East West Lincoln, the area's only exclusive Lincoln dealership, is proud to introduce Lincoln Black Label, the ultimate expression of design and personal service. This isn't just a luxury car buying experience. It's a private membership with privileges consisting of 4 designer-inspired themes for our Lincoln MKX, MKZ, MKC, and all-new Continental. Lincoln Black Label works on your terms with a mobile showroom that comes to you and an in-dealership studio featuring a private fitting room. You'll unlock the full potential of your new Lincoln. Enjoy an extended premium maintenance plan and vehicle care consisting of complimentary car washes as well as a full detail every year. And at East West Lincoln, membership includes service pickup and delivery as well as a loaner vehicle. To schedule your appointment in-store or at home with our Lincoln Black Label Experience Liaison, simply visit eastwestlincoln.com.
It is 7:53. Let's see how your money's doing. Over the news desk at CNBC, here's Landon Dowdy.
Hey there, Brian. Good Friday morning to you. Well, Wall Street could end the week in the red. Well, the futures are slightly higher right now. Stocks fell yesterday, giving back some of Wednesday's Fed-fueled gains as healthcare and utilities stocks slumped. You want to look for data today on manufacturing and consumer sentiment. McDonald's says it's determined that its Twitter account was hacked by an external source after it sent a message insulting President Trump. The tweet has been deleted, but it was captured in screenshots. ExxonMobil says the use of an alias email address by former CEO and current Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was entirely proper. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is investigating whether Exxon hid what it knew about climate change in the alias account. And stores and restaurants want your business at this St. Patrick's Day. Dunkin' Donuts is selling a donut with shamrock sprinkles, and TGI Fridays is offering $3 green beer and $5 Jameson Irish whiskey drinks. The National Retail Federation estimates that people will spend about an average of $38 on St. Patrick's Day celebrations. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
One of the most fearsome fighting forces on the planet has never seen a gun and is outnumbered 1 billion to 1. With algorithms and centrifuges, it fights the most fearsome enemy on Earth. An enemy that doesn't care when it attacks or who it attacks. One of the most fearsome fighting forces on Earth doesn't take lives, it saves millions of them. Armed with tenacity, inspiration, innovation, and support from all of us to battle and defeat disease. Every day, the 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies leap into the unknown to pioneer tomorrow's breakthrough cures. Side by side with brave patients, thousands here in D.C. in clinical trials to find the next groundbreaking medicine, one of which may save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine, for all of us, where together, we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
7:55. It's now time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Shabby Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Beltway, Maryland, you're first. Outer loop at 202, accident clear to the left shoulder. Still see some activity, but it has caused major delays coming around from Andrews, but all lanes open up ahead. Now, on 50 and the BW Parkway, just expect this to take you time. Trying to get through a Chevrolet, pushing through a Riverdale, all to go south on 295. The accident near Pennsylvania Avenue had been cleared to the shoulder. They needed to block again when the tow truck got there. And now rubbernecking on the northbound side to have a crash right in the same location. Heading into the 3rd Street Tunnel, but slow each direction. Potholes reported before the entrance to the tunnel. Had a crash on the eastbound side of the freeway at Main Avenue, but that's been cleared. My goodness, we're busy. 66, much better in Centerville. Crash is gone. Traffic update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting to get back above 50 degrees now as we head on through today. Clear this morning and a little milder. On the St. Patrick's Day afternoon, we'll see some clouds come in up near 51. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 32 degrees at 7:57.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
When you're on a zero-turn rider from Cub Cadet, you get more innovation, more performance, and more best-in-class features, so you can spend less time worrying about your yard and more time enjoying it. This is zero-turn strength with zero comparison. This is Strongsville. And during Cub Cadet Days, March 15th through the 22nd, take $200 off select residential zero-turn riders. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Brett Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan will be joining us to discuss the opiate problem in his state and the country.
And in just a few moments, Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. It's 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.